All there is to a so-called human organ is the living, active idea of truth. And this truth is the only substance. We seem to have many organs because the one infinite spiritual idea of organ is infinitely reflected. Webster gives the definition of organ as, quote, a mental faculty regarded as an instrument of the mind, or compared to an organ of the body. Close quote. The multiplicity is expressed only in mortal phenomena, but the fact is, there is one infinite idea that is infinitely expressed. God is my God, and He is the all-seeing mind, and that is my all-seeing mind. Every organ is a sound organ, because it is the reflection of a sound mind. What appears to be functioning in our body as many organs or ideas is the reflection of divine mind reflected infinitely. The function of an idea is the continuous expression of mind. Life is the one seeing, one hearing, one thinking, and one acting mind, manifested infinitely and eternally. There is one mind, one God, one body. And this must be our body, for God is our present God. Mind is our present mind, which must be eternally active and eternally perfect. We must be conscious of this fact of spiritual body and always connect it with its divine source, and always recognize that it is the divine fact at hand, regardless of the physical appearance of an opposite. It is not through spiritualization of body, for body is eternally spiritual and perfect as God made it, but it is through the spiritualization of our sense of body that we gain harmonious action and functioning. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Close quote. The sick view of man. It is interesting to note how eyes or seeing is used in healing. Quote, Jesus beheld, sight, in science the perfect man, who appeared, sight, to him where sinning mortal man appears, eyes or sight, to mortals. In this perfect man the Savior saw, eyes, God's own likeness, and this correct view of man, eyes, healed the sick view. Close quote. You cannot feel that an idea having such value as eyes has no tangibility. Yet one may say, quote, I cannot see it with my eyes. Close quote. If there is an association with eyes and seeing, then eyes and seeing are one. And the divine mind that sees its own perfect creation in absolute perfection and sees it ever unfolding is that same mind which constitute all there is to eyes and to seeing. it not only governs eyes, it is eyes. Mrs. Eddy defines eyes as, quote, spiritual discernment, not material, but mental. Let us have an illustration to help us see the real and only man. A young man came for help and said that his business was a mess and that he was sick through and through. I said to him, quote, you must see man as spiritual, close quote. He said, quote, if you were out in the business world, you would realize how difficult that is, close quote. I asked him if he worked 5 days a week and 8 hours a day. He replied, yes. I told him my schedule was 7 days a week and 24 hours a day, and that very seldom did anyone call me except to voice error, sin, and suffering. He said that he could see that I had the same problem to meet. I asked him to just assume that he had a $1 million business and wanted someone to take entire charge of it. He agreed that it would be a big job and would take a big man to handle it. I asked, what if a man weighing 275 pounds came in to see him, but he soon found that he was dishonest, would lie, steal, and was immoral and crude? Then another man, weighing 135 pounds, came in, and he found him honest, alert, dependable, with good business judgment, moral and clean. Which man would he choose? Close quote. He answered at once, the last one. I said, quote, but you agreed it would be a big job and require a big man. Close quote. He answered at once, I chose the big man. Close quote. He saw at once that he had not considered matter at all, but had seen the spiritual man who reflected the qualities of God, honesty, justice, intelligence, etc., all entirely spiritual qualities, God qualities. This is spiritual discernment. Eyes. You do not have to heal a body which is out of order, since the only body there is always in perfect order. The body does not change. That is merely the appearance to finite sense. The only body there is, in all its perfection and beauty, exists as the identity of soul, spiritual consciousness. If I have a so-called patient who is sick or diseased, and I believe it, I am mesmerized or dreaming that man is material. And because the testimony is to that effect, I must see it as a dream. And the dream and the dreamer are one. What I am dreaming about man is my dream, my mesmerism. I have no patient to be healed, for man is never sick. There is nothing to heal, just the need to awaken from the false material sense of man and the universe. If I keep awake, every mesmeric argument will be annihilated, every lie will be uncovered, every belief of life and matter will be quickened with the spirit of truth, for, quote, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Close quote. Jesus never failed in his quickening work. He healed the individual belief and he healed the multitude. He knew one scientific fact. He knew one man perfect in God's image, and no mesmeric beliefs found any response or lodgment in his consciousness. A patient comes to you as a dose of mesmerism or hypnotism to make you oblivious to God's infinite presence and power as the only presence and the only power. Mrs. Eddy once said, quote, "God has just told me what age is. Age is God's open door to eternal truth." Close quote. In Unity of Good, she said, quote, "The Christian saith, Christ, God, died for me and came to save me. Yet God dies not, and is the ever-presence that neither comes nor goes, and man is forever his image and likeness." Close quote. She continues, quote, "In science, Christ never died. In material sense, Jesus died and lived. The fleshly Jesus seemed to die, though he did not. The truth, or life in divine science, undisturbed by human error, sin, and death, saith forever, I am the living God, and man is my idea, never in matter, never resurrected from it. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Mortal sense, confining itself to matter, is all that can be buried or resurrected." Close quote. We must learn to think out from mind and as mind. We must drop off these mental swaddling clothes, leave the tomb of material sense, come out of the cave of ignorance. The dead are not all buried in graves, but in material beliefs. The only difference between the rut of material sense and the grave is that one is deeper than the other. Let us come to life as spiritual ideas reflecting all of the qualities of God. We must know constantly what we are, and then love our neighbor as ourselves. Mrs. Eddy tells us that, quote, "Love is the liberator," close quote. And Paul wrote, quote, "Love is the fulfilling of the law," close quote. When our consciousness really becomes love, we shall be able to meet the human need of those coming to us for help. For, quote, "divine love always has met and always will meet every human need," close quote. We must cease giving activity to evil in our thinking, and see that, quote, "mind, God, is the source and condition of all existence," close quote. If we could clearly see and know the nothingness of all mesmerism and hypnotism, we could handle anything, because that is all error ever is. A false belief in a power apart from God, which breaks every commandment and denies God's omnipotence and omnipresence. We must handle the world thought. God is the only governing power, the only lawmaker.